So when it comes to communicating and connecting in relationships, we often have a disconnect because we mind read. We assume that we know why the other person is acting funny or things have changed. And then we get an attitude. And then that causes even more frustration in relationships. In today's show, we're going to talk about how misreading and misunderstanding will disconnect your relationship. So today's message is all about misunderstanding in relationships and mind reading. People mind read other people, and then we expect other people to read our minds without specifically sharing what we feel, what's going on, communicating, getting a clear understanding through communication. We mind read. We assume. We make the mistake of thinking we know before we have the conversation. And this is the disconnect in a lot of relationships because people aren't clearly communicating. We expect other people to just know what we're thinking and how we're feeling and how we would do it without even verbally communicating. Or we mind read others and we assume that this is what's going on with them. We assume the details about a person without actually communicating and getting a clear understanding of where they're coming from. Let's say you've been in this relationship with somebody for a while, for a few months, and you notice they're kind of off. They're more quiet. They're not saying much. They acting a little different. Instead of you having the conversation with them and saying, hey, I noticed you seem off today. You're not communicating like you used to. What's going on? Instead of you doing that, you assume, oh, he's mad at me. Oh, he must be upset because of the way I said what I said yesterday when we were talking on the phone. Maybe I was too aggressive, or maybe he's mad, or he's upset with me, or he don't want to talk to me. So we assume, without having the clear dialogue and communication, we assume that we know by mind reading. This is where the real disconnect goes. And so the person, you know, he's quiet and not doing nothing. And so all these thoughts are running through your mind. You don't have a conversation. And so now you have an attitude. And now you're upset. And now you're not talking. Now you're quiet too. And they're quiet. And both of you are distant. And so this is where a lot of the miscommunication, the misunderstanding, the lack of connection comes in when it comes to relationships. And this is why it's so important that we don't take it personally when someone is acting different. Because who knows? Maybe he's having an off day. Maybe he had an argument with his parent, or maybe somebody in his family is ill, or he's worried about a financial situation. Who knows what it is? It may not even be you. You may not even be the issue. But because you are assuming, you're assuming that you know, you're assuming that they're mad at me. Oh, they're upset with me. This is why they're acting this way. And so what happens is you create friction. They're dealing with something and you make it all about you instead of just pulling a person to the side and saying, you know what? You seem a little different today. I noticed you've been quiet. Is everything okay? What's wrong? How are you feeling? Instead of having those conversations, you take it personally. You get upset. You get defensive. And you get sometimes offended, and then you lash out. In that situation, you want to remove assumptions. You want to remove the mind reading and have the conversation. If they don't want to talk, say, you know what? I understand you may not want to talk now. I just want to know, is everything okay? If there's anything I can do, or if we can talk about anything, just let me know. You don't have to force the conversation, but communicate that you notice something's different. Communicate that so that they're aware that you are aware that something is going on with them and you care enough to just have a conversation. But if they're not ready to have the conversation, that's okay. Mind reading. This is part of the disconnect. Connection is everything. People talk about how important communication is. Communication has to do with connection. The biggest issue in relationships, it really boils down to that lack of connection. So being aware and really noticing when things are off, noticing when the person you're in a relationship with isn't being themselves, and just acknowledging it, that you're aware and that you're open to have a conversation when they're ready. How have you been connecting with yourself? See, that's the biggest key to the relationship, is your relationship with yourself. You being able to connect with your thoughts, with your emotions, your feelings, your energy, and being able to see when something's off, when something is not, when you're not being yourself, and how you can do the inner work to get back to you. A healthy you can have healthier relationships. That's what happens. It's two individuals who can be healthy from the inside out, who can work on their selves from the inside out, and come together for a relationship. It's not people trying to figure things outside of who they are. That's also key to having that connection. I want to remind you that my book, Sis, Be Nicer to Yourself, is now available for pre-order and is releasing very, very soon. But guess what? If you were the early bird pre-order through my website, you're going to be getting your copy much sooner. But it's all about how self-sabotage and codependency blocks you from manifesting love, happiness, and money. So here's an excerpt from the book. Codependency keeps you fixated on another person. You're more consumed with this other person being the center of your world that you have no room to focus on creating the abundant life you were designed to live. The drama, toxic behavior, emotional pain of a codependent relationship clouds your foresight and occupies your mind. This blocks your vision, energy, and focus while making it feel impossible to even pursue your dream and accomplish your goals. Now, I want to invite my husband Patrick to join us, and we're going to get into the questions. How do you handle a person who's not owning up to their situation? They're making excuses for things that they do or that they have done, and they're not taking responsibility. When people show you who they are, believe them. You can't change them. Let that be information for you, valuable information that you know going forward. This is the type of person plays a victim that doesn't take responsibility. I can't change them. I can't control them. This is who they chose to be. This is what they chose to do. So with me going forward, I'm going to create the necessary boundaries to make sure that I protect myself in the process and that I limit myself from these type of relationships. Maybe that's you spending less time with that person. Maybe that's you not talking to that person as much, but you being aware that this person is trying to avoid what they've done. That's kind of a narcissist way of doing things, where they put it on the other person and they don't take ownership for their wrong. This is how they are. I'm going to protect myself. I'm going to limit their access to me, because not everyone should have access to you. Knowing that and being able to make those wise decisions when it comes to protecting your peace is very, very important. You can't change them. You can't try to fix that situation or make them, you know, take ownership, but you just got to be aware. That's not the relationship you want.
After we caught up a person in their wrong, we want them to admit to it. And the crazy thing about it is, folks ain't always going to be willing to admit to it. Even when you catch them up, you got to be protective of your own peace so that you're not putting yourself in a situation where it's required of you to get that acknowledgement, that they accept it. They speak it out and say, yeah, I was wrong and all that stuff. They know they was wrong. Mm-hmm. You already pointed it out, but don't spin your wheels trying to make them admit it.
And it's like you putting your energy towards something that upsets you. I'm not even going to give this my energy.
And I agree with you. It can be hard to let a situation go when somebody don't want to admit. But I think it's a inner work. It says, I have this friend. We've been very close for about 7 years now. But lately, since she had ended a 13-year relationship and is currently with her other child's father, she is preparing to move to Atlanta, and she is happy. I don't want to sound like I'm hating on her, but things between us feel different. It's like I feel she doesn't put time into me like she used to, but with her other friends, she's willing to go the extra mile, especially with this one friend. I feel like there's a jealous spirit between us and that I never felt. I don't know what I should do.
It sounds like she had this close friendship with a young lady who is now transitioning in her life. Things are changing. She's in another relationship. She's moving to a big city. She's happy about her decisions. And you may feel like you're losing your friend, the person who you was close to, who you always hung out with, who you probably cried together and talked together and been there for each other. Now this person is moving on, moving forward in another relationship, happy, and it shows. Now you are starting to feel unhappy because this person that you shared this friendship with is moving on. In addition to that, it's making you think about your life and the fact that you're living in a small town and you feel like you're not growing and you want more in your life, but you don't know what to do. So my advice to you would be take this as a lesson learned. This is a season. Some people are in your life for seasons, and sometimes people shift. You could be very close to a person, hanging out with them every day, talking to them on the phone every day, and then the season shifts, and all of a sudden, you may no longer even talk to that person. You may not even see that person anymore because things are changing, things are shifting, and this is part of life. Really work on your own self goals and vision and where you see yourself going versus attaching yourself to people and situations and relationships. Sometimes when you attach yourself and you cling to things, and then when they move and shift and things change, it can cause you more pain. Don't attach yourself to any relationship. Love the people, love the relationships, but be willing to surrender, let go, allow the seasons of life to evolve and allow the relationship to transition in the way that it's unfolding.
You can't take things personally. When somebody's transitioning and changing in their lives, their attention flows in the direction that they're headed. When that is taking place, if they're not paying as much attention to you as they used to because their attention is focused on the place that they're headed, you can't take it personal. What they're doing in their life and how they feel about where they need to move, what they need to do, the next steps they need to take, they really don't have anything to do with you. In the midst of doing what you're led to do, sometimes you're going to not pay as much attention to people around you. I mean, that's just realistically. I got another question, a comment. When I tell my friend we have a problem, we need to talk, he goes and runs at the door and get in his truck and spins off. There can be some issues with vulnerability in men when it comes to talking about things that they're dealing with. And at times it can be easy to run out of the room when somebody want to talk about something. The fact that I'm running means that I'm still dealing with something in myself to be able to handle that level of communication. You can't force it. You can't, you know, try to make this person talk. But I think ultimately it's something that has to happen inside of him that says, I need to be able to talk about some of the stuff that I'm dealing with.
And when men do this, it's important that women make boundaries, set those boundaries and let that man know, I'm no longer going to tolerate this from you. And when that happens, you expect to not be able to just come and go whenever you please and just come and have my conversation and my attention whenever you're ready. At some point, if you keep allowing that behavior, it's going to continue.
And when you communicate that, at that point, that's you communicating how you feel about it. Because I think sometimes we get in a place where we want to ask prompting questions. We want to ask setup questions. And I think realistically, sometimes it's easier to just say what we think as opposed to asking questions to get somebody to set us up to say what we think. Just come in and say what you think and be straightforward. There's a Instagram question. I have a manipulative towards me because I have a good heart and I'm a giver. She takes advantage of what do I do? I've already cut her off as of today.
I think when you overgive and overextend, sometimes you open the door for people who are users and who are looking to get over. You open that door for them to do that to you. Learning how to give in a healthy way, because sometimes we think, oh, we need to just keep giving. It doesn't matter if I have it or not. When that's unbalanced, that's not healthy. If you're overly extending yourself and overly giving, you're putting yourself in an unhealthy space. You being in this unhealthy space and people are learning that, oh, I can just keep taking from that person. At some point, you got to say, you know what? No, this is where boundaries come in. And you have to say, this is how I show you. This is how I teach people how to treat me. I do this by treating myself better, by showing others that I have boundaries and I have limits. I am not going to overly extend myself and allow you to take advantage of me.
Next question. Mm-hmm. My husband is so not interested in date night. What type of combo can I have to say that date night is important to me?
I think you should have the conversation with your husband to say, like, why aren't you interested in date night? Because what do date night mean to him? Having that conversation and understanding, what is he avoiding in date night? Having that conversation with, where is this coming from? Why aren't you wanting to have date night? I think once you begin to focus more on your self-care, your self-love, and making sure you're happy from the inside out, it comes natural. And he start planning all these things, and things just shifted in our marriage when I began to do that. Instead of me complaining and being upset because you're not planning any dates, I'm gonna just take care of me. I'm going to do what's best for me. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to plan the dates that I want to go on, and I'm going to enjoy myself.
Date night can become burdensome when it is that you got to plan this, or you got to do that, or you got to do this. And the purpose of that date night really is for you all to kind of relax and cultivate your relationship together. But people disconnect from the purpose of it. Here's another question. How do you handle a grown man that acts like a little boy? The reality of these situations is most reactions that we receive, that one may receive, is based on how they've been raised. When we say they're being childish, I think to a certain extent it's what they learned.
And a lot of times women, we come across with that motherly, I'm telling you what to do energy. And instead of like going to him and saying, you need to clean up behind yourself, because it does sound like something you would say to a child, speaking to him in a way where, this is a grown man, I shouldn't have to go behind him and tell him anything. I'm going to do me. I'm going to make sure my space is clean. I'm going to allow him and let him figure it out. I don't feel the need to mother him or to tell him he needs to do something. He's a grown man. Let him figure that out. Men can feel disrespected and even demeaned just from the way you say it and the way you're talking to him. It could make him feel like a child.
There's a way to say, you know, we all are responsible for making sure this space is what we want it to be, whether it's cleanliness, peace, and everything like that. Mm-hmm. We create new habits, because that's obviously a habit that was created prior to you and him getting together. It's something that you all can create anew in your relationship. And it starts with that communication. Not the demanding, demeaning, and all that stuff, but communicating that we all play a part and we all need to contribute in this way. And it starts specifically in this area. It starts with us all picking up after ourselves, you know.
All right. I can't wait either. I'm super excited. I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us today. Yes. And we will see you in the next show.
Yes. See you all. Bye.